Morgan in the Morning, weekdays at 6 a.m. 94KX. 94KX.
Let the good times roll.
Okay, let's see where to start.
Incoming message.
Hey, what are you doing here? About to go on the air.
Only trying to give America a good show.
Oh, yeah. Goody, we're on.
Welcome to the show. Thank you for joining us.
Good morning.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning. Where are you awake?
Good morning.
You know what I feel like doing?
I feel like celebrate the good times are back.
That's such a great idea for a podcast.
Okay, here we go.
Hit it! This isn't a podcast. This is real live radio. And yeah, the good times start right now.
WQKX.
WQKX HD1 Sunbury.
Morgan in the Morning. Thursday. Rainy, but we're sliding toward a beautiful weekend.
You're listening to Morgan in the Morning, 94KX.
Does it feel like fall at last? I think so. Unless our thermometer's broken here, it says 60 degrees up on top of Blue Hill where I live here. And I swear I saw 68 when I was up this morning. And it says 68. If I go to my phone, it says 68 and raining in Northumberland. And it's 60 degrees and raining on top of Blue Hill. That's kind of interesting. I guess that's fall. That's what it's like, right? It's exactly what it's like. Yesterday, the first day of fall, we posted it up on Facebook, and we talked about the fact that it was ice cream cone day, which was just weird. But it's all good. Let's get the rain out of the way for the Bloomsburg Fair, since traditionally it always rains on Fair Week. It looks like we're going to squeeze it all out of here and then open up the fair tomorrow with sunshine. That would be great. The Greater Gratz Fair is going on, right? That's downriver. You're going to have a soggy one today in Gratz. Sorry, but you will salvage the weekend as well. Today is National Pot Pie Day. Should I address that on Facebook? True story. Never ate pot pie in my life till I moved to Central PA. Matter of fact, I didn't even know what it was. I'll be honest. Somebody said, "Hey, you want to come over for pot pie?" I said, "No, I don't do pot anymore. It's something I tried in college. It was weird." And no, pot pie. What? What's pot pie? Well, it was delicious, and I had the chicken pot pie. By the way, it is pot pie day. I did notice someone posted up this morning on Facebook. Does anybody eat coleslaw anymore? What kind of question is that? Is it extinct? Is it out of? I don't know, hipness? Like what? I love coleslaw. I'll go to a restaurant, and when they mention the sides, I'll ask for the coleslaw just to try it. Because coleslaw is a many-flavored thing. I mean, I know the difference between coleslaw and pepper slaw. Come on now. That's another Central PA thing, I think. But there's like no, I've never tasted coleslaw twice the same way before. So whenever they say coleslaw, I'm like, hell yeah! Give me the coleslaw! I'll take it!
Still to come with Morgan in the Morning.
It is National Redhead Day, and could we celebrate it coming up this hour? I think we could. Yeah, we can. Stand by. It's on the way. A late night soundbite coming up with Jimmy Fallon. Somebody hit that $432 million lottery. It wasn't me. And it wasn't Jimmy Fallon. Stand by.
Morgan in the Morning, 94KX.
It's National Redhead Day. Maybe it's because I'm Irish. I love red hair and freckles. It's Irish, I guess. A lot of people who are nicknamed Ginger. A lot of Gingers are insulted by it. But people picking on them all the time, I would be too. I mean, be proud of what you look like. Right? We are so superficial. You know, I mean, I admire a good, healthy head of bright red hair. You know, not that bottled stuff. I'm okay with that too. You see the young kids making their hair all different colors. I'm talking about my grandmother, Beatrice Ludden. She was from Ireland. She was a big woman with fire red hair and freckles. I miss that lady. I actually never met her. She died right before I was born. Back in the day when people worked hard and died young. Where am I going with this? Oh, yeah, it is National Redhead Day. We used to have a Billy Joel song from the Quarantunes back when they were young. Do we still have that in the archives?
Lois Griffin, Jane Mays,
Yeah.
Molly Ringwald, Sexes, Nixon, Ellie Kemper, Deborah Messing, Kathy Griffin, Nicole Kidman, Juliana Moore.
Yeah.
Friends that we admire, like a fire burning and our heads are turning. Bryce Howard, Marcia Cross, Conan's hair is the boss. Reba's red on her head, Emma Stone, Sheeran Head, Carol Burnett, Chastain, Lucy was the real queen. These are Carrot Tops and Gingers, redheads we have all seen.
Redheads that we admire.
Like a fire burning and our
heads. I love it. It's vintage, man.
WQKX.
Don't go away. More of Morgan in the Morning next.
Mark's got the news, Rob's got the sports, and Steve's got a rainy AccuWeather forecast. Hey, our Penn State ticket blitz with Register Chevrolet still going on. You could be going to State College this weekend. Deals coming up.
Exports.
59. What's going on? I think our thermometer's broke. I have to check it. Temperature's going in the wrong direction, but it'll happen when it rains. It's raining pretty good up here on Blue Hill. It's Morgan in the Morning, driven by Blaze Alexander Ford in Lewisburg. Always worth that drive down Route 45. We're having a little computer difficulty now. It's almost like I'm forced to talk for 30 more seconds until the sucker loads. Should we do that red-haired song again? Should we do it one more time?
Lois Griffin, Jamie Mays, Richie was on Happy Days.
No. We can move on now. Let's do it right now. Miley didn't want to sing. I don't know. It's crazy. Some stupid news on the way.
Yeah.
Morgan in the Morning.
You're listening to Morgan in the Morning, 94KX.
This is not stupid news. We don't do stupid news. Other morning shows make fun of people for being, quote, stupid. We call it And There It Is, and maybe we will do that later on this morning. But this is actually stupid, and I did it yesterday. We've all done it before. I'm reading today. I just looked it up to see if anybody's ever done this. In a new poll, 17% of us admit it. Okay, but I'm sure a lot of people don't admit it. You accidentally sent a message or an email to someone that you weren't supposed to. Come on, it's got to be higher than 17%. Could we post this on Facebook? I think we will. We're going to get to work on it. Post it on Facebook, and you got to own it. Don't mention any names. Don't call anybody out, but tell us what you've done accidentally. Yesterday, I accidentally sent a radio commercial I had produced in my studio to a friend of mine. I don't know how she got it. She hit me back with, hey, it's always nice to hear from you, but I don't know what this is about. I sent a friend of mine a commercial for a federal credit union. She was like, what? What's this all about? So I went back and I checked my sent email, and it doesn't say that I sent it to her. It says that I sent it to who was supposed to get it, Lynn Hall, a production director here at SBC Media. I produce stuff in my studio at home, and I send it to her, and through the magic of radio, you hear those commercials right here and on our sister stations. Somehow, my friend D, if you're listening, hey, D, she got the commercial on the email. Now, that's not bad, but at least I'm owning it. I was like, okay. Don't know how that happened. But have you ever accidentally sent a message that, yikes, in a way, you shouldn't have? I mean, that could be a terrible thing. Didn't that happen on The Office once? I think it did.
Okay.
Jared Levinson's office?
Hey, Sherry, Michael Scott returning.
Oh, she's in a meeting. She just wanted the name of the employee you let go.
Well, I'm going to wait till the end of the day.
I just need the name of who you're planning to let go.
I don't know yet. I'll have to call her back.
I know she wanted the name.
If you were getting fired, how would you want to be told so that you could still be friends with the person firing you?
Jen wants the name as soon as possible, Michael.
Thanks. Mm-hmm. I'll call her back. I should get fired, Sherry.
Hey, I'm still here.
Okay.
Oh!
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Bye.
Hanging up now.
Oh, sorry. We should open it up to the phone lines.
Morgan in the Morning.
Give me that talker.
Hello.
Be a part of the show. The Ford Fun Line is always open. 1-800-326-94KX.
Yeah, call us on the Ford Fun Line or we'll post it on Facebook. Let us hear your comments. This could be a funny episode here.
Coming up with Morgan in the Morning.
We're working our way toward news at the top of the hour. We got to talk Penn State ticket blitz. Stay with us.
Morgan in the Morning, 94.1 WQKX. 94KX.
On National Redhead Day, someone just sent me a picture of their cat on a split screen with Ed Sheeran's face and said, hey, look, twins.
Morgan in the Morning, weekdays at 6 a.m., 94KX.
Love and marriage.
Attention, listener.
And marriage.
We interrupt your relationship to bring you this football season.
Yeah, Thursday night football tonight. I thought it would be a yawner, but Rob tells me no. I mean, how do you feel about Thursday night football tonight? The Texans versus the Panthers. Rob says, dude, the Panthers are 2-0. The Texans are 1-1. I said, whoopsie. Sorry about that.
Up next with Morgan in the Morning.
News with Mark. Rob talks more about that football, and we've got AccuWeather, which says rain all day long. We'll continue to touch on our Facebook topic of the day. 17% of us have accidentally sent that message to that person. Whoopsie. Give us your stories. I think we'd all like to have the laugh. Morgan in the Morning. Oh, yes, Penn State ticket blitz with Register Chevrolet. Your last chance to qualify could be coming right up. Stay here. Down to 59 up here on Blue Hill where it continues to rain. It's Morgan in the Morning, driven by Blaze Alexander Ford, Lewisburg. Well worth that drive down Route 45. Who let the mountain lion in, huh? Who let the Nittany lion in? What's going on here? We're trying to wrap up the news. And now here comes the marching band. I guess that means it's time for the Penn State Ticket Blitz with Register Chevrolet. Our last three qualifiers for the week right now. We'll take callers 9-4-1. See what I did there? 94-1. WQKX. Anybody? Did you see what I did there? All right. Well, anyway, good luck. Toll-free lines are open right now.
WQKX. WQKX HD1 Sunbury.
Penn State Ticket Blitz with Register Chevrolet. You could be going to State College to see PSU and Villanova.
Morgan in the Morning, 94KX.
We are your home for the Penn State Ticket Blitz with Register Chevrolet. We take callers 1, 4, and 9, but we don't say it that way. We say callers 9, 4, and 1. Get it? 94-1 WQKX. Anybody? You get it? All right, we got qualifiers from New Columbia and Cole Township. One more and you're it.
Really?
Yeah, who's this? I'm not kidding you.
Linda?
Man. Hi, Brenda, where are you from?
No, Linda.
Oh, Linda.
Yeah.
Brenda's your sister. I went out with her in high school. I'm kidding. Anyway, Linda. Where are you from?
Nescopeck.
All right, what's going on up there in Nescopeck?
Rain, just like everybody else.
Rain everywhere. If you keep if you keep driving through Berwick, ladies and gentlemen, on the way to the hyphenated city of Wilkes-Barre, you will see Nescopeck. There it is.
That's right.
All right. Well, you're qualified to go to
red
Penn State.
Lights, that's it.
I feel you. Northumberland is the same thing. Oh, wait, we're getting a new one? Yes. We'll have three. We'll beat you. Hang on a minute. This is great stuff talking to you people. I love you. Three more qualifiers for the Penn State Ticket Blitz with Register Chevrolet. We'll get our winner by the end of the show. So stay with us. What did we want to do this time around? And then we got all carried away with the Ticket Blitz. That's okay, though. I wanted to talk about the new Space Force uniforms. We kind of talked about it yesterday, but they're so funky, weird looking. They're kind of like a combination of Star Trek and Battlestar Galactica and all those shows I never watched. Sorry, Trekkies. I just wasn't into it. Like, I don't know what I was expecting. I guess I was expecting like a military uniform that looked like an astronaut or something. So Like last night, I'm searching for a ball game to watch, and I noticed that the Quarantunes had wandered into my studio, and maybe there was a, maybe there, you know, maybe, just maybe, guys, I'm not busting on you, but maybe there was a little bit of tequila involved, and they were singing about these uniforms, and I was like, oh, boy. What? What?
Just in case there are Star Wars.
Star Wars, yeah, just in case.
Right. Our uniforms have side buttons made of brass.
Oh, what rhymes with brass?
If others mess with us, we'll
hey, guys, no. Easy. That's enough. Cool. Stop, just stop. Guys, just knock off the booze for a while.
Still to come with Morgan in the Morning.
Lynn Hall will be in with Birthday Buddies. We've got a late night soundbite. Seth is talking about Kylie Jenner's new baby product line. What? Stay with us.
Morgan in the Morning, 94.1 WQKX.
Reality star Kylie Jenner unveiled the new products from her Kylie baby line, which include shampoo, conditioner, bubble bath, and lip injections.
94KX. Birthday Buddies.
You are wonderful. You make my day.
Birthday Buddies.
Every day.
And go!
Yeah, we've got lots of birthdays. Lynn Hall's in the house.
I am. I'm all set for these many birthdays.
Many, many.
Many.
I'm disappointed we didn't have enough time to put together a boss. See what I did there?
Uh-huh.
A boss compilation.
Yes.
Stand by. We'll give you the hints on that in just a bit. Celebrity birthdays, if you want to call them that. Lazy Bones is 47 years old today.
Oh, okay.
What kind of mom would name their son Lazy Bones?
I know my mom called me that a lot when I was younger, but, you know.
Okay, so maybe it's a stage name. Lazy Bones, as in Bones, Thugs, and Harmony.
Harmony. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, there you go. You do remember them.
Yes, I do.
The talent here was amazing.
It was
amazing enough to give them one hit.
One.
Yes,
yeah,
one.
Just count one.
Okay, so Lazy Bones, have a... Okay, I think we've had enough.
Yeah. Okay.
Lazy Bones, have a happy... Lazy Bones, stop being so unlazy.
Please stop.
Get in the back room and be lazy. Thank you very much. George Costanza is celebrating a birthday today. We just love Jason Alexander. He's 62.
Not really handicapped, are you?
I've had my difficulties.
I saw you running down Amsterdam Avenue, lifting that 200-pound motorized cart with one hand.
Tomasulo, during times of great stress, people are capable of superhuman strength. Have you ever seen The Incredible Hulk, sir?
No.
How about the old Spider-Man live-action show?
Of course, I realize that we've signed a one-year contract with you, but at this point, I think it's best if we both go our separate ways.
Uh-oh.
I don't understand.
We don't like you. We want you to leave.
Clearer?
Clearer. It's quite clear there.
So happy birthday to, happy birthday to George Costanza. 62. Bruce Springsteen is 72 today.
72.
You and me, we were the pretenders.
I love me some Bruce.
It's a great song. My God, I love that song.
Do you think he still needs a little bit of the human touch?
Perhaps.
At 72?
Perhaps.
What's your thought on this topic as a woman?
Well, I'm not sure. You might need a little assistance, you know. Perhaps.
Happy birthday, Bruce. He doesn't like being called the boss, but as far as we're concerned, he still is.
He still is, I know. Yeah, so I always call him the boss.
Yeah, there you have it. Now it's time for the local bosses, the local celebs that we call...
Birthday buddies.
Happy birthday to Ann Weichel. She is 62 today.
And Christina Sampson, 43 today.
Dolores Schaefer from Mount Pleasant Mills, 55.
Dwayne Stephan, 53 today.
Hey, you know what? Dolores Schaefer is 85.
Oh, 85.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, my goodness.
There's a little typo
Happy
there.
Birthday, Dolores.
That's amazing.
Yes.
Happy birthday. Hey, Elizabeth Richards is 53 today. Happy birthday.
Jeff Gink from Cole Township, 52 today.
Jeremy Moll from Middleburg is 42.
Happy birthday to John Odding from Augustaville, 32.
Julie Shaw from Sealands Grove is 49 today.
Carrie Forbes from Mifflinburg, 51.
Shane Mallory from Beavertown is the nifty 50.
Sharon Cup celebrating her 66 today.
Happy birthday to Teresa Lahr from Dornsife, 55.
Tiffany Malachowski from Mount Carmel, 41.
All right. Where am I at? Oh, Terry Mapes from Shamokin is 60 years old today.
Where am I at? Okay, Tina Bartholomew, 49 today.
Happy birthday to Vicky Walk, 63.
And Tom Sebastian, 65 today.
That's what we got. And
that be it.
Nothing on Facebook Messenger. Nothing was called in on the Ford Fun Line. But you could try email, snail mail, or our text club using that keyword.
Birthday.
That's it.
Indeed.
Should we go back to more George Costanza?
Yeah, because he's just great.
Yeah, I'd like to blow the whole show on George Costanza.
Let's just, like, yeah, let's just do that all morning long.
Look at him shoving all the shrimp in his face up on the screen. Isn't that, do you remember that episode?
Yes.
I love when they have food at meetings in the conference room. I sometimes look like George Costanza there. Each and every day at this time, it is...
Birthday Buddies.
Lynn Hall.
Don't go away. More of Morgan in the Morning next.
59 and still raining high atop Blue Hill. It's Morgan in the Morning, driven by Blaze Alexander Ford Lewisburg. Well worth that drive down Route 45. Coming up in the next few minutes, your chance to be a VIP for the final time this summer. Yeah, it's still summer as far as the 94 days of summer. Summer wraps up Saturday at Spyglass Ridge Winery with Third Eye Blind. And you could be a VIP with me. Stay with us. Was 17% of us have sent that whoopsie message to the person we were complaining about. How about you? Check out our Facebook.
Morgan in the Morning, weekdays at 6 a.m., 94KX.
A lot of people like the post, but they don't want to own their situation. How did it happen to you? Let us know on Facebook. We'll talk about that coming up. The last concert of the Backyard Concert Series is this Saturday night. Third Eye Blind coming to Spyglass Ridge Winery outside Sunbury. And you could be a VIP. What energy they bring on stage. And it's the wrap-up of the concert series. You want in? Yeah? Call now.
Call 1-800-326-94KX.
Call now.
Call 1-800-326-94KX.
We will take caller four. As always, good luck.
At UPM,
we have another winner.
94KX, this is caller four. Congratulations.
Hey, great.
Yeah, who's this?
Clarence.
Clarence says, and it's a wonderful life. Okay, Clarence, where are you calling from?
Colt Mountain.
Yeah, what's going on at Colt Mountain today?
A little bit of rain.
Yeah, I think it's raining all over the world, Clarence. You are on your way just in time for the good weather to Spyglass this Saturday to see Third Eye Blind.
Wow, wonderful.
Yeah, we'll be wrapping up the concert series, and you are a VIP. That means parking up top in the VIP lot, two VIP bracelets. You go to the Three Beards party from 5 o'clock until 7, and then you and your guest roll down the hill to the SBC Media VIP tent. All right?
Yeah, good.
Yeah. Yeah, we're going to have a party Saturday. I'll see you there, Clarence, huh?
All right.
All right. One more chance for you to win tomorrow on the show, Flashback Friday. Your last chance to go see Third Eye Blind at Spyglass. 94.1 WQAX. Get all this rain out of the way for the weekend. We could bring sunshine in. That'd be a good idea.
Morgan in the Morning, 94KX.
We say, and there it is.
Okay, here we go. We don't call it stupid news. We say, and there it is. A contractor destroyed a woman's bathroom because she owed him money on it. And she videoed the whole thing.
I get it.
I know.
I do understand.
We put weeks into this. Thousands of dollars into this.
I do understand. Sir, please stop. Please stop.
Is somebody going to pay me?
Sir, I'm just asking you to stop. It's not your house to destroy.
It is my property. I have receipts for everything.
Hey, hey, bud, stop.
No contractor in the state of Colorado can fix that. And they found out I took it back because you refused to pay me. No one.
Okay, now, I understand you got a temper there, bud, but thank goodness this doesn't happen in every walk of life. People swinging sledgehammers.
For every act of goofiness, there's a lesson to be learned. And there it is. On 94KX.
Yikes in a way.
Coming up with Morgan in the Morning.
News is up next with Mark. Rob's got the sports and Steve's got the AccuWeather. Still to come, Tom's top list of money-wasting things that we buy. Stay with us. It's Morgan in the Morning. We're down to 58, and it is pouring raining up here on Blue Hill. I just saw a couple of deer paddle boating by in the parking lot. It's just weird. It's Morgan in the Morning, driven by Blaze Alexander Ford Lewisburg. Well worth that drive. Down Route 45. Coming up, some good news. When I was a kid, I stuck my head through the banister of our fire escape where I grew up and I couldn't get my head out. My mom got it out by Criscoing my ears. However, sometimes you need a fire department.
The police come and throw my head out.
Yeah.
Heavy tube.
She stuck her head out and she couldn't get it out. But it all ended up as good news. Stay with us.
WQKX.
WQKX HD1 Sunbury.
Also on the way, Tom's top list of things we waste money on. Tom's top list of the day and more. It's Morgan in the Morning on the way to work.
You're listening to Morgan in the Morning, 94KX, 94KX.
Who wants to hear some good news?
You've heard the news.
Just so I know, is it good news or bad news?
Oh, it's good news. No, it's definitely good news.
That's some good news.
Oh, Tommy, it's good news.
Let's hear it!
Now, the good news.
Yeah, we love good news. It's raining out, and you're on one of your scooters, you know, those kind of jazzy chair things, trying to get home, and it malfunctions. People run to your rescue and push you home.
You don't have to be seen. You don't have to be noticed to do something good. Oh, she was very happy.
We had a really rough day, and honestly, the thoughts that kind of went through our head were, okay, well, yes, our day was rough at work, but could be much worse. So, no, all we were trying to do is just someone needed some help.
Isn't it great to know that people will jump in and help? Here's something crazy. You're driving, and I'm not trying to scare you. It's raining, and you hear this announcement on the radio, and you wonder if it's you.
Tornado watch remains in effect until 10 p.m. for southeastern Pennsylvania.
So you wonder if it's you, and then suddenly the wind picks up, and the truck you're driving flips over. That's scary. The driver was not hurt. So, hey, when you hear those warnings and watches on the radio, listen to them, okay? And how about the little kid who got his head stuck in the banister and needed some help?
The police come and throw my head out with a big, heavy tube.
My sergeant who was with me came walking up and had our ram that we use for knocking doors open. And he had a great idea of putting it perfectly in between the railing.
We were able to pry the railing apart just enough to have her take her head out.
That actually happened to me as a kid. It is good news. Trust me on that.
It's good news.
Morgan in the Morning. 94KX.
It did. I was about 3 years old. I was living in a high-rise apartment with a fire escape, wrought iron. I stuck my head through, couldn't get it back out. My mom had to Crisco my head. That's a true story. Hey, local good news. Hoorah, the Sunbury Halloween Parade is back.
They're somewhat getting back to normal, so we're going to try it. As far as I know, everything good to go. I mean, no one said, I mean, Children's Grove's planning a parade, Milton's planning a parade, Danville's planning a parade, so they're all planning a parade. So
why not Sunbury, right? Thanks, Bruce. That's Sunbury Fire Police Captain Bruce Collier. The Sunbury Parade is back. It's October 21st. Hey, if your group has anything going on that you think is good news, send it to our news department, and we'll do it with Morgan in the Morning. And good news! Really, my mom Crisco'd my head. I'm not kidding.
Up next with Morgan in the Morning.
A late night soundbite from Seth Meyers. He's talking about a car, a toy car for your kids. That's going to cost $100,000 because it's like James Bond's car. What is wrong with parents? Tom's top list coming up. Stuff we spend money on. Yeah, kids, toys, and more. Stay with us.
It's the end.
Morgan in the Morning.
Presenting
Tom's top list of the day.
And you can use it anywhere.
Welcome
to the goody room.
Tom's top list of the day.
That's a disturbing mental image.
No, Tom's top list of the day.
Radio will not fail you, ladies and gentlemen. It will bring to you everything that is worthwhile.
Now let's get started.
Yeah, today's top list is kind of one of them Reddit things where everybody piled in on. An online poll, that's what I meant to say. What do you waste your money on? Check this out. Coming in at number 10 on the list, printer ink. Someone had joked that 1959 Dom Perignon is cheaper. Not true. Waste money on funerals. Wait, what? Upcharges on anything we buy. Yes. Number 7, streaming services. If you sign up for all of them and you don't use them, well then, yeah. Next is cable internet. Don't even start with me. I couldn't find the Red Sox-Mets game last night, and I buy the extra package. Thank you. Number 5, laundromats. Haven't been to one in a while. Digital games comes in at number 4. Pet toys comes in at number 3. They only tear them apart or ignore them anyway. Baby toys at number 2, and the number 1 thing we waste money on, designer clothing for your kids. Hey, Mom. They grow.
Still to come with Morgan in the Morning.
We have our Penn State Ticket Blitz winner from Register Chevrolet just moments away. You got to stay with us for this. It's all coming up next with Morgan in the Morning. 58 and raining real hard high atop Blue Hill. It's Morgan in the Morning, driven by Blaze Alexander Ford Lewisburg. Well worth that drive down Route 45. Coming up in the next 10 minutes, we'll find out who our Penn State Ticket Blitz winner is. If you're qualified, stay with us.
Morgan in the Morning, weekdays at 6 a.m., 94KX.
Gotta love the blue band. You gotta love the whole Penn State football experience. You go early, you tailgate, the band marches by. The players, if you're there early enough, you get to see the players march by. It's just an entire experience. The game is only part of it, right? We've got the Penn State Ticket Blitz with Register Chevrolet, and our winner is Danny Kitchen from Lewisburg. Danny, if you're listening, give us a call, 1-800-326-94KX.
Don't go away. More of Morgan in the Morning next.
Yeah, maybe we'll hear from Danny. That would be great. He was one of our qualifiers. So congratulations. If you qualified, I just got this memo here. What? We have more tickets? Are you kidding me? An instant blitz this afternoon with Mark Stevens? You don't even have to qualify? You could win instantly? I got to look into this. We'll be back.
You're listening to Morgan in the Morning, 94KX.
Well, you're not getting that sun today. It is a total washout kind of day. Feel sorry for the people down at the Greater Gratz Fair, which, well, that fair usually doesn't get the rain. The Bloomsburg Fair usually does. The Gratz Fair goes on through this weekend and actually wrapping up the 25th, which is Saturday. And they usually have a little bit of an overlap there. The Bloomsburg Fair starting tomorrow. So we're going to get this rain out of the way today and hopefully have, what, the first good week of weather for the Bloomsburg Fair ever? I'm not sure. Every time I go, I have to adjust my schedule because it's a rainy day. And I don't want to go on a rainy day. Now, I realize there are people that go every single day to the fair because God knows there's something to do every single day at the fair. Not just the concerts, but I mean the free stage and the food and the vendors and all that. My kids loved the Bloomsburg Fair growing up. And I think, you know, since people come from all over to the Bloom Fair, I think when you're local and your kids are local and sometimes the schools even get off a day or two, I think it's pretty cool. All three of my daughters, their mom grew up in Millville outside Bloomsburg. She even worked at the fair as a kid. So back in the day when we raised our children, they always went to the Bloomsburg Fair and loved it. Cross your fingers on the weather, okay? Because it's going to look great for the opening of the fair, the wrap-up of the Gratz Fair, and Spyglass and Penn State. We're going to have a great weekend. Also, Selins Grove Market Street Festival happens Saturday. Look for me. We'll be broadcasting live. Somewhere around the library will be set up. Rumor has it they wanted me to participate in the hot dog eating contest. I said no, no, and finally, no. Our ticket blitz winner just announced, Danny Kitchen from Lewisburg. Congratulations. You're going to see Penn State and Villanova Saturday afternoon. And I just got a hot memo that says Mark Stevens will have tickets to give away this afternoon, and you won't even have to qualify. It's what we're calling the Penn State Instant Blitz. And it could be like a one-time only thing. So listen to Mark Stevens after 2 o'clock. And you could win Penn State tickets instantly with 94KX. Chad Evans is next. Stay dry.
Thanks for listening. Morgan in the Morning, 94KX.